The presiding elder of the AME Zion Church Central District, Reverend Felix Ernest Dodo, has asked politicians to reveal real situations about the economy to the people. This, he said, will help reduce the confusion in the minds of people and ensure trust between politicians and the public. Reverend Dodo said this in Accra when he delivered a sermon to climax this year's Men's Fellowship Convention of the Church. He said it is wrong to massage situations. The occasion was also used to launch the church's District Development Fund, which will be used to help the poor and needy in the church. Iwona Telegu reports.
The two main political parties, the NDC and MPP, have constantly given different outlooks about the economy. While one party projects that the economy is doing well, the other projects that the economy is failing. This has made a lot of Ghanaians confused about the true state of the economy. This Reverend Ernest Dodo says should stop and that Ghanaians must be told the truth about the real situation on the ground. He also had a word of advice for Christians.
Tell my politicians that when things are hard, when things are difficult, let it be difficult for all of us. When the economy is not, let it be so for all of us.
Let us learn to sacrifice.
And as we do that and seek the Lord, to be one with us, one day to bring it to the Lord.
Let us commit our way to the Lord.
Reverend Ernest Dodo also spoke about what the District Development Fund seeks to achieve.
The District Development Fund, we want to set it up so that it could help us engage ourselves in some development project that will generate funds to support the work of God in the area of evangelism, education, and ministerial development. There are children or youth in the church sometimes who are brilliant. They would have the opportunity to go to school, but there is no helper, so to say. So we think the church, because they are part of the church could help them.
The president of the AME Zion District Fellowship, Precious Agbonlahu, gave an overview of what the convention is about.
We started this on Friday. It's a three-day program. Mm-hmm. So we started on Friday. So on Saturday, what we did was, we had a keep fit in the morning. And after that, we had an open forum. Let us know that men are the head. The advice that I will give to all the men in Zion is that we shouldn't allow the women to be taking the leadership position that God has given from us. We are the head, and we need to show an example. Let's live up to expectation and take our works and leadership role seriously.
A forum was also organized to educate and empower men to be responsible and take up leadership positions.